Never Let You Go by Aaron Healy, published by Thomas Nelson Incorporated and read by Ann Harrison.
Chapter 1. For 7 years, Lexi Solomon had been as cold as the wind that raced down the mountain above her home. She was not ice in her veins cold, or I'll freeze you with a glance cold, but numb with the chill that came from being uncovered and abandoned. Only the love of her daughter, a warm and innocent love that was so easy to return, had prevented her from dying of exposure. At the back of the Red Rocks Bar and Grill, Lexi checked to make sure the rear stoop wasn't icy, then exited and pulled the kitchen door closed. The blustery elements had spent decades huffing and puffing on the back side of the local haunt, with nothing to show for the effort but a tattered awning and a battered screen door. The stalwart cinder block, painted to match the russet clay dirt that coated Crag's Nest, was as stubborn as the snow that refused to melt before midsummer at this altitude, and it was only March. At her throat, Lexi clutched her ratty down jacket, the same one she had worn since high school, while she fumbled with the restaurant keys in her other gloveless hand. She'd forced her only pair of gloves into her daughter's coat pockets that morning because Molly had lost hers coming home from school, which could only mean she hadn't been wearing them. Chances were Molly hadn't worn the gloves today either. Well, she was only 9. Lexi smiled at that and thought she might get them back. If only she could be a kid again, oblivious to weather and wet. Lexi shoved the key into the cheap lock and turned it easily. That hamburger grease coated everything. Above her head, a yellow bug light shone.